Do we have a name for our listeners, theoretically? Like Taylor Swift fans or the Swifties? What are our fans called?
the twosies, because they're all big dumps.
Okay. Do you have any good ideas? Or
no. What? Yeah. I'm bringing nothing but bad to the table today. I didn't book a third guest. Had that terrible joke just now. All garbage.
What's up, Brews nerds? It's episode 627 of the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's your host, who does stuff well at most times. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
That's such a funny thing to say to me on the day where I forgot to book a third guest. I guess that was nice of you, though. You're coming back from Canada feeling relaxed. You're feeling kind, you know, from being up in the Great White North.
I'm feeling centered.
Sure, for
sure. I'm feeling one with bad driving.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a Canada also thing, a British Columbia thing, or just a Vancouver thing, but you know what those motherfuckers love to do? It's change lanes inside of the intersection, like
the box. Yeah.
They're like, it's two lanes, green light, we both are pulling away from the red light, and then you're changing lanes. We're still in here. There's not even any lines. Man, you can't be doing this.
The line, and yeah, the lack of lines, yeah.
I honked at every last one of them, because I think that that is my responsibility as a good driver, to honk at people to let them know they're doing it wrong. Sure, it woke up my kid who finally fell asleep. I'm doing what I have to do to right society. But maybe that's just not a thing there. Maybe it's just expected that you're just willy-nillying in there. But like,
yeah, I was going to say,
somebody killed.
I think it's funny that you're like, I'm going to teach them the rules in their country. But that's a very American thing to do. So
I mean, I really should do some research, but like, regardless of like legality, it's not a good thing. It's unsafe driving. People should stop doing it, whether it's legal or not.
Amen, brother. With that being said, I didn't book anybody. So it's just Sam and I, and we're going to be talking about a couple different things here. What do we got? We got mead. We got some schmoney. We got low-calorie beers. All, you know, really exciting stuff. Which is why I decided to welcome you back, Sammy, with a really exciting beer.
Tell me about your Pilsner?
What a good guess, but no. So, kind of inspired by your last beer before you went on hiatus, I have M8 Southern Cross Extra Special Bitter.
Ooh, boy.
Now, I think it says M8, but I, as I'm looking at this, I think it's supposed to be mate, because
that was my guess. Yeah.
There's like a lot of Australian shit on here, like the Southern Cross, and it says like G'day on the back. So yeah, but it's an ESB. It's 5.3% ABV. Pours out looking kind of ambery. Not much head to speak of.
My life goal is that some people down under, as they prefer to be called, yeah, have become such big fans of our sister show that they call it M8.
Right.
For like mate, and then they can fill in the rest of the joke there from there. I did my job.
Big time, Samuel. You're just doing great jobs bringing good stuff to other countries.
Haven't lost a step.
Yeah. I don't know. It smells a little sweet, but nothing I can particularly be like, yeah, it definitely smells like that. Whew. This tastes like straight nothing. There is nothing here. It's barely even carbonated, which is weird. It's like weirdly flat. Yeah, it's an Abita beer. There's nothing going on here. What do you got over there?
I accidentally picked a beer that kind of fits this early theme of like me not respecting other nations, which isn't me, but you know what, whatever. I have a Belgian ale from Oregon. This is Monkless Belgian Ales, the FNG. I don't know what that stands for, and I should figure it out. Fucking new great beer, probably. Belgian style Abbey ale. I fucking love an Abbey, 8%. If this beer isn't delicious, I'll be pretty irritated. It doesn't have to be interesting. It just has to be delicious. Kind of fair. The same way as, like, when I drink a grape soda, I don't need it to do anything new.
Right.
I just need it to be fucking great, because grape soda rules.
Yeah, I hear you.
Smells good. Fuck yeah, dog!
All right.
It tastes really good, and it's like, I got shit all to say about it. If you've had a good Belgian ale, this is one of those. But, like, a C-minus Belgian ale is better than every sour I've ever had.
Oh, for sure.
So just anytime I'm drinking a competent Belgian, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, big time. I hear that. Well, let's talk about some other beers that we probably don't like that much. From Fox News, fairandbalanced.com, 7 best low-carb beers that are also big on flavor, according to new rankings.
Should I allow ads on Fox News?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, then I can't read it. I'll go incognito.
I guess you should, then.
We're good incognito.
Okay, cool. I didn't look at this enough. So, I guess it's Men's Health. They're stealing this from Men's Health. So, Men's Health feature editor is Matt Allen, who is a certified beer judge, and editor Ryan Brower, a certified beer server. What does that mean to be a certified beer server? Is that a Cicerone, or is that just like a waiter?
I think it's like the lowest level of Cicerone, but I wouldn't attest to that in court.
Okay, that's fair. They've done this ranking. Number one is Dogfish Head 30 Minute, which I've never even heard of, which is weird.
I've had 60 and 90, but I don't know 30.
I'm worried that they got rid of, or maybe like rejiggered, Slightly Mighty, which was their low-cal beer that I thoroughly enjoyed. So this has given me the heebies and or jeebies.
When you say it, it sounds racist. I don't know even who it would be racist against, but like,
probably
to the Hebe and or GB clans, I don't speak for you. But I don't speak for you.
I thought you were talking about when I say rejiggered, and I was like, would it be racist against Jigger Jethva, who was our next door neighbor in Ravine?
Yeah. I'm really glad you said his full name. you remind me of this dude. And in the spirit of saying people's full name out loud for no reason, Carl Snyder was his name. We went to high school together. And he got really into... This is the type of kid you probably went to high school with who is like one of the smartest kids in class, but also was an asshole and like was just like needling people all the time, if that means anything to you. So he got really into using the word niggardly.
Right.
Meaning Jewy.
Yeah.
And he used it like correctly, like in context that made sense, but he went out of his way to use it whenever possible.
Yeah.
And like made the black people in the class mad. And like, he thought that was really funny. I don't really know what I'm getting at, except like Carl Snyder. I haven't talked to you in 20 years. I really hope you've grown up.
You can't have a German ass name like that and be making like racial comments. That doesn't work.
Take it up with Carl, dude.
Yeah, hello, I'm Carl Schneider. Like, it's just bad off the bat.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I guess it's better he wasn't saying Jewy.
I guess so. Let's keep going. Number two, Blue Moon Light.
What is this? Man, the light beer nobody ever fucking asked for. The lightest beer in the world, and they made a light version of it.
Like, is it 2015? Nobody cares about Blue Moon Light. Get out of here. Garage Beer Lime. Once again, never heard of it. I think we've had some garage beer on the show, but I don't know.
Oh, this next one is one I don't know at all. What is this?
Well, this one also shouldn't be included because it's a non-alcoholic beer. It's Partake IPA. Well, sure, that's going to be low-cal. I don't know. Stupid. Then we've got Lagunitas Daytime IPA. I mean, sure.
Suck-a-dick sellout. But yeah. We're mandated at this point to say suck-a-dick sellout.
Pretty much. Milk Ultra, which I... Really? I'm not sure. I mean, it's light. Do you really think it's bursting with flavor? Would you say that Mick Ultra is bursting with flavor?
I'm sorry. You keep cutting out. I'm not catching. What is the name of this brewery again?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I thought I had found a way around it, but apparently not. Said,
despite the fact that you've arguably used a slur against the Irish, I still would like you to say the whole word.
That's good. And Heineken Silver.
I don't know Heineken this one.
Silver. I feel like I should know Heineken Silver. Like
I've had like Heineken 00, but Heineken Silver feels like a middle ground of some kind.
I guess. I don't know. It's probably... Oh, no, it's 4% ABV. Okay, I was going to say it's like 2.7, like some of those ridiculous beers are, but...
Well, what's normal Heineken? Like 5.2 or whatever?
Probably.
Despite the fact that Heineken tastes like water, I still would rather have it than this.
Probably, and I haven't had this.
Yeah, I guess... Now, Tyler, you fucked up this episode like in a number of different ways, but now I feel like it's my time for a mea culpa. I shouldn't have pitched this article. This article fucking sucks.
And this was one of the three best articles that you sent me. But I don't know. I mean, as we've said many times on here, I don't think I've ever been like, I got to watch my weight. I'll get a low-cal beer this time around. Like, during the Pando, I was definitely drinking too much beer, and I was like, holy shit, look at this beer gut I got going on. But I didn't, like, start buying more Slightly Mighties. I just drank less beer.
Do you want to know how... Obviously, I'm fat again now.
Yeah.
I can't see it from where
you're sitting. Hell yeah. But,
I hit a point where I was like, oh man, I gotta lose some weight. And I did this like really cool technique that I developed that I call a temporary eating disorder. Where I was like working out constantly and eating 1,200 calories a day for 2 months and lost 15 pounds and then just went back to being fat asshole. So I should probably do that again at some point soon.
I don't know that you should. That sounds bad. It sounds like
it's just not more efficient. It's so much more efficient than like eating responsibly and like working out a bit.
I mean, I guess it depends on
you just like violently punish yourself until you waste away a tad, and then you go back to normal.
See, I guess it depends on what your goals are. Like, if your goals are to, like, you know, be healthy and, like, take care of your body, then that's probably not the way to do it, is what I would say.
What are you, my fucking mom?
No, I'm not. I'm not your mom. Yeah, I guess, so you're also saying that you do not really, you're not going after the low-cal beers for their low-cal.
I would rather have, I would so much rather have one worthwhile beer than two of these.
Yeah, 100% agree.
And like from an ABV and calorie perspective, if I'm picking right, it's coming out in the wash and I'm getting so much more flavor. So
yeah,
that's the winning choice.
I think that makes sense. I think once again, your cool steel like trap of an analytical mind has found the right way to go.
Clank, clank, clank.
So, what were you, taking that steel trap to do up in Canada times?
Oh boy. Have I told you about our sabbatical shit or no?
The fact that you get it? Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So you have to go to a country you've never been to before to get all the benefits. The benefits being, the company paying for flights and a per diem.
You've never been to Canada?
there's like a bunch of weird rules. Like the last time I was in Canada, I was 8 or something, which is like younger than the cutoff. And Emily had been there. Sorry, 3 stacks. I'll make sure to bleep that out. I won't.
Thank God.
She'd been there, but only for work, which doesn't count or something. I don't really know the rules. So we went to Canada. We brought the kids. We brought Emily's parents.
Oh.
Kind of with the idea, we're going to put you up, watch our kids so we can enjoy ourselves at all.
Now, were they in the car while you were honking at everybody?
No.
Okay.
They weren't. We needed to get 2 rental cars.
Gotcha.
They were not in the car. At one point, my father-in-law was supposed to be the lead car to our destination, which was, I think, some fucking park, because that's most of the places we went there to appease my children. And he just wouldn't stop changing lanes, seemingly for no reason. I couldn't figure out what he was doing, and it was like a pretty busy road, so each lane change was hard, but yeah. I thought that they mattered, so I kept changing lanes, and he just kept doing it. At one point, I just shouted, "Fucking shit, Steve!" as my father-in-law's name. And my 3-year-old from the back, Prez Deep, "Daddy, why did you say fucking shit, Steve?" And I had to like drive with one hand while explaining to her, like, "Oh, Daddy shouldn't have said that. That wasn't appropriate. I'm really sorry, buddy. He got angry and that happens." But at the same time, fucking shit, Steve. Pick a lane. And eventually I was like, he's doing a really bad job. I'm going to be the lead car now.
So it wasn't on purpose. He was just...
I still don't know.
Oh, okay.
I talked to my mother-in-law about it after the fact to relay that adorable story. And she was like, "I also don't know why he was doing that." Radical. But we did some fun stuff. We mostly did like, this is stuff children will enjoy. It's just kind of a weird artifact of the way the sabbatical program works. Like, I kind of would rather go to somewhere more accessible. Like, let's do a week in the Twin Cities or whatever. But I wouldn't get any of the financial benefits of that.
Right.
You have to go to a country. So we went to a country. But since we were there anyway, we were like, we might as well do some fun shit while we're here. And we went on a brewery tour. We made the children hang out with the grandparents, and Emily and I were finally able to do our own thing. We went to 3 breweries, one of which did like one of my like favorite like baller fuck you government moves. Mm-hmm. And I know how much you hate the government, even if it's not sure our government.
Any government.
So this brewery is called 49th Parallel, I want to say.
Okay.
They like had this brewery, had a tap house, had a beer garden for like a little while. And we're like, we should start serving food here. Smart. Good business. And like, you know, had to put in permits or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know any of Canada's laws about this stuff. And the city said, well, you need to have this ventilation system and this drainage system if you want to do food. And they were like, yo, dog, you know we're a brewery, right? You know that our ventilation and drainage is way better than the system you're talking about, because you need that to be a brewery that doesn't poison your workforce.
Yeah.
And they were like, sorry, dog. These are the rules. Like, go like drill a bunch of holes that will like functionally help no one. And so they were like, okay, never mind. We're not going to do that. Instead, what if we hired a food truck to just like come around our place? And the city was like, yeah, whatever. That's pretty commonplace. And they're like, is it okay if they park on our land? And they were like, yeah, dude, we don't care. What if they park on our land permanently? And they didn't see the absolute Yu-Gi-Oh trap card coming. The city was like, fine, whatever. It's parked in the fucking middle of the tap house.
Yeah.
And they like ripped the engine out. Like it just lives there now. Yeah. But it's a functional kitchen.
Yep.
Because that's what they wanted, was a functional kitchen. I didn't actually eat any of their food. I hear it's good, but I just love that move. It's such a fuck you to the establishment.
It's like my grandparents live on a lake in New York, and their neighbors wanted to put in like a dock. But the town or whatever was like, you can't put in any permanent structure on this, you know, in this area. So what they did was they built a dock that has wheels and a trailer hitch. So they're like, it's not a permanent structure. We can just tow this out like whenever we want. It's just hanging out here for right now. And that's how they got around it.
And for right now is permanently.
Forever. They have no plans to ever move it, but they could.
Could they though? Like, I feel like if you leave it in the water too long, that's it.
I don't know.
Stuff's gonna rust over and whatever.
They're getting away with it is all I can say.
Sure.
Which I thought was pretty funny. So, yeah. So you enjoyed the food station, of which you did not eat any food. How were the beers?
The beers were pretty hit or miss. I felt very, very, I felt betrayed by myself, but more I felt like I was betraying you. It was a three brewery stop, and the second brewery, my favorite beer was a rice lager. I thought it was delicious. And I was like, Tyler's going to be so pissed off at me.
I don't love that, but you know, it is what
it is. Really good. It's really good. But maybe I can win you over to... This was at East Van Brewing. Maybe I can win you over here. They had a honey brown. I know we both are kind of opposed to honey and beer.
Doesn't broadly. Make any sense. Yep.
But our tour guide was like, do you know where this honey comes from? And we were all like, dude, how the fuck should we know? And he was like, the roof. They had like honeycombs on the roof, which was like, that's like the only place they get their honey from. One time, this is just me like fully copying the story that I was told, but I'm just going to tell it to you. Somebody fucking knocked over a honeycomb and freed a bunch of bees that like went nuts on their patio. So that they had to call the, East Van Bee Man. Yeah. And he comes out in the East Man Bee Van.
Oh God. Yeah.
And he cleaned the whole situation up.
Good for him, man. That's pretty funny.
The other thing I learned, and this is like, this will be my last Canada thing. I thought this was really interesting. Part of the reason, theoretically, that we have these tariffs is that if we're not importing so much stuff, it'll make us do more manufacturing domestically.
Right. Yeah.
Which, in a vacuum, if you have a sixth grader's understanding of economics, seems like a really smart idea.
Right.
And the real problem is that manufacturing broadly is a million times more complicated than that, so that's not really how it's going to work.
A complex system, one might say.
One might understate it by calling it a complex system. but apparently, British Columbian wine is having this like huge boom because they're like, it's not so much that they're like not importing wine from the States because it's slightly too expensive. It's more of a like a fuck you type of a move.
Yeah.
So they're just, no one's importing it, but like people want to drink wine. So now British Columbian wine is having this like huge economic resurgence. And it's like, no, we were supposed to do that. And we're not. And so I like, I'm happy for them that they're winning the fight. Like, I'm losing the fight to them, or, you know, or whatever, but, like, fucking good for them. Like, it feels like they're the one with, like, a rude, jealous ex who's, like, met someone new who's good to them. Like, yeah. I'm happy for you. You're happy. I'm happy. I don't have to be a part of it. I'm happy for you.
Sure. When you went to the, I'm curious, Canada to me just feels like land of lagers. Was it mostly, or were they doing like craft ales, or were they doing craft lagers, or what was up?
There was a totally reasonable variety. I would say the beer broadly was not as good there as in the States.
Sure.
But they definitely were ales. Like, there were a lot of fucking hazies, and I was really irritated by that. I had a hot pepper beer there that I didn't finish because it was too spicy.
Wow, really?
Which I gave it a 4 out of 5 on Untappd just for like holy shit, you got me, dog. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like it was a 16-ounce can. I poured it in a 12-ounce. I drank that and I like didn't finish the rest of it. And I had heartburn that night, and I was like, respect. But yeah, broadly, somewhat boringer. But I had good beer while I was there.
Well, that's good. You were talking about Untappd, so let's go to our next article from VinePair.com. How Mead quietly conquered Untappd, craft beer's favorite rating app. I guess 3 of the top 5 U.S. producers on Untappd are not breweries; they are meaderies. And I guess meads in general have very high ratings on Untappd compared to most other beers that are on there. And this article
is that a reflection of the drinkers or the producers? Because it feels like if you like mead and you're happy to finally find mead, you're just going to give it 5s because you're happy to find mead. I have had mead that I've really liked. I've also had mead that made me almost throw up.
I have never had mead that I've really liked. I've only had mead like 3 times. Once, I'm sure I've told you, was when my friend Matt Nables was playing Winesweeper and grabbed that bottle of mead. And then the other times were at a place around here, and the mead was like fine, but I wouldn't like purposely go there on my own. Like, I went with people both times. You know what I mean?
Have you ever thought about going to a Renaissance fair and like getting your titties out and drinking the mead there?
Hell yeah. No, when I go to a Ren fair, I just like to eat a big turkey leg.
Because it's not a mammal.
That's right. I can still eat it. No, but I just think it's too sweet. Like, you know, I don't really love too much alcohol in my shit. Too much sugar in my alcoholic beverages. It just gives me a nasty hangover. So I think that's my problem with mead. But back to your original question, they offer a couple different reasons. So one is that they think that, you know, mead is a lot different. It has these big, bold flavors. And sometimes, like you were talking about, like just the shock factor, like you were like, wow, this was so intense, this hot beer. I didn't even finish it. I'm going to give it a 4 or 5. They think maybe that, you know, happens with meads sometimes. Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's more likely that it's novelty value to how uncommon mead is.
Right.
And there's a likelihood that mead will start to expand and it'll hit a saturation point. It'll never become hazy IPAs, but
let's hope.
It'll hit a saturation point where people don't care anymore. And so it's not getting that novelty bump. And then it'll come back down to earth. I'm not saying it'll tank, but it'll get to a reasonable place.
That's possible. Another reason they cite is maybe scarcity. Not quite in the way you put it, though. Like, there are studies that show that, like, people are less likely to give... Where'd it go? I just missed it. People hesitate to give high ratings to, like, common, like, foods or beverages. Like, nobody's going to give, you know, like, I don't know, like Hormel deli meats, like a 10 out of 10, because it's kind of considered like common, you know what I mean? Is what studies have shown. And so they think the inverse might be true. Like, people are like, wow, this is so like rare and expensive, it's got to be good. And it kind of artificially inflates the rankings. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I don't know if people understand mead enough to be like,
I don't mean does it make sense as to why the ratings are inflated. I just meant my description of it. Did that come through? Because I felt like I was talking like a dumb person.
No, I think you made a bad point accurate.
Okay, great, cool, great. Okay,
awesome. It's bad, but like, I don't, like, I'm not totally sold by it, but I get the point broadly.
Sure, okay, cool. So, I mean, that's maybe a possible, I really don't know. Then they say, you know, people also kind of like sweetness because, like, you know, the IPA bitterness trend is kind of going away. And this is just like where the nation's palate is more headed. I don't know. Maybe. It does seem kind of funny that Untappd, which is like a craft beer rating app, is just like dominated by meaderies. That does kind of seem amusing to me, but I don't really care one way or another.
How long until, just some like dickheads like us, but bigger dickheads, see this article and check in a bunch of meads as 0 out of 5s just to just as a fuck you to mead,
big mead. Yeah,
I do legitimately think some mead is good.
Okay, well, maybe I some should mead start rating mead because I don't like them, so I'll bring the average down.
I feel like it was the first year or two that I was drinking meads on the show, and I had some good ones, but I distinctly remember having a cinnamon vanilla mead that I kept shouting, this tastes like a candle, and like almost threw up.
Yes.
But I did finish it just to give it the rating. I'm like, I'll never forgive it, and I'll never forget. Like, yeah, it was so bad.
I feel like you and Jed had meads on a lot just to make me mad.
Well, we do love that. That's the thing about us.
That's true. Didn't like the mead, but you did like the mad. Where are you getting meads? Are you just like, oh, maybe I'll try that? Or are you like getting are you going to a meadery?
It has been a while since I got a mead, but they were just at the liquor store.
Right. Well, that's what I was asking. Yeah, like,
there's a meadery. I don't know. I kind of assumed it was local, but now I feel the need to look it up. Called Bee Nectar. Where's Bee Nectar with a K from? From Michigan.
Okay.
I think most, if not all, of the mead I've had is from Bee Nectar Meadery.
Okay. Well, Bee Nectar, you're doing an okay job by Sam's count.
I feel like okay under and oversells it. You're making some of the grossest shit and also some really nummy stuff.
That's funny. Speaking of people who are making things that probably aren't going to be very good, so I texted you about that that fucking nerd who wants to write an article about me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so I haven't heard the last two episodes because you didn't post them in the RSS feed. I'll fix that later, you little tiny baby bitch. So I haven't heard the last two. I don't know if you've talked about this yet.
I haven't. No, I haven't. I was saving it just for you.
Oh, yum, 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 yum. Tell me all about it.
Mary and Boris aren't going to care if somebody from our
school. They would care because they like you, the dumb fuckers.
They're nice. So stupid. Actually, it's funny enough. They said that on on the last podcast and then proceeded to lure me into an emotional trap. So I think they're...
Oh, I can't wait.
I think they're more cunning and devious than you give them credit for. But yeah, so I just got an email like out of the blue, and this guy was like, "Hey, I work for like Allegheny, I guess, for the listener. That's where Sam and I graduated, our alma mater, some might say."
And also Becca and Jed,
yeah.
Rainer, if you remember that fuck.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, the big unit Horst.
Right.
A couple other people who've been on here, I guess. But anyway.
Chance has been on
here. He said you, Becca. Becca's over here very offended because she can only hear one side of the conversation.
I said Becca before anybody said anybody else.
14 years might bring me up.
You were already brought up. I can't bring you up twice.
I meant first.
Oh, well, in any case. Some dweebits, he emailed me and was like, hey, you know, I work for Allegheny. I guess like their, I don't know, their media, their public relations. I don't know what he does. He was like, I'm writing articles about, you know, folks who went to the school to like put in the newsletter, I think is what it is.
Was your first thought the same as my first thought? Why this guy?
Why me? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, well, actually, my very
first thought. Cool Charles. That guy's cool.
Honestly, though, my first thought was this is a scam. I was like, nobody, like, they're trying to get me to pay like $50 for like an article or something.
You know? I thought you were thinking, what classes did you take? And also, what social security numbers did you have?
Right. Exactly. No, I definitely thought it was a scam, but I like Googled the guy and everything, and he really does work for them. It's just like to make the college seem cool, I guess. And I guess they probably found me because I think like in some of my bios, it says that I like graduated from Allegheny, you know? And as we all know, if you Google me, I'm a public figure. So there's a lot of news about me out there. So he probably just got like a
fucking buried in blue checks, this guy.
Big time. Absolutely. Go to my IMDb page. See how many credits I have. It's one credit.
See how many of the top comments are from my dad.
Yeah, I forgot that he did that. Oh my god. That comment is so creepy if you don't know anything about it. It's so weird.
It's still creepy if you do. But we love that man, and like we'll forgive him.
I like it. So he probably just got like a Google alert for like Allegheny College and like saw my name and was like, oh, I guess I could write about this fool. So I was like, sure, whatever, I don't care. This is kind of funny, I guess.
Sorry. Usually when I post episodes, it's like, Tyler did this, Sam did this, and Mary said this funny thing.
Yeah.
Should I just write Allegheny College, Allegheny College, Allegheny College, Allegheny College?
I think you're going to tank my chances of getting published.
Okay. Oh, do we have to take it easy until up?
No, I mentioned
the next thing was like, should we try to get this guy the bot?
That would be funny. He sent me the questions already, and I did talk about all the stuff that I texted you about. So, you know, I mentioned, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the listener doesn't know what you texted me about, so go ahead.
You know, our fake fraternity, sci-fi, Bruce Day Tuesday.
Sci-fi till I die.
Yeah, he was like the first question was like, did you do any extracurriculars? Not really, but you know, I said those.
It depends how you define an extracurricular. You did a bunch of weird shit.
Yeah, absolutely. I said the orchestra thing because I had forgotten about that. I said I was a lunch
which was lady. That was the dance bit.
Oh yeah, the senior dance. Yeah, so orchestra was more than just seniors. It was like the dance company in the school or something like that. But they did a senior specific dance at the end of each like year, and
which was like year, you had to audition for dance.
Yeah.
But for the senior dance, they let everybody in. Like that was exactly part of the bit. Right.
And for some reason, freshman year, I was like, I'm going to do that. And I stuck with it when I've let so many other things go. So I did that and wore a diaper.
I watched that. I went to the recital.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had other friends in the recital, but like part of it was like, why is Tyler doing this? What is this for? What does he have to prove? Is this against somebody? Like that, that day man bit of like, right, who is he doing this versus, you know?
No, I'm still kind of confused why I did it. Cause there was no reason. I was just like, that seems kind of funny. I guess I'll do that.
You were in a diaper.
Yeah. Nobody asked me to wear the diaper.
Oh. One of my children is here. Hold on.
They also in a diaper.
She's the only one who doesn't wear a diaper, ironically. Nice. What do you need, Bones? Okay, have you talked to Mommy? Did Mommy tell you to come downstairs? Okay, I think you might be lying to me, but come talk to Uncle Dip. Come here, come talk to Uncle Dip. One of my kids is going to join us.
This is actually the third guest that I booked.
Oh, yeah. You were texting her
in
Vancouver?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, come here. Let me get your cans. Oh,
hey.
I gotta get you. She can't hear you, dummy.
I know. It's just a reflex. How's it going?
Good.
Oh, yeah. You get that mic right in front of you. I want to hear you. I don't want to hear your dad.
Hey, bud. What was the most fun thing you did the whole time we were in Canada?
It was being with my grandparents.
Aw, that's nice.
You like to see Grandma, Grandpa? Which one of them did you sleep with?
Grandpa.
Grandma and Grandpa were supposed to sleep together, and you and your sister were supposed to sleep together, but that really just didn't happen, because you guys couldn't be trusted, so you had to switch it up.
Yeah, so we had to, so I had to sleep with Grandpa, and we each get to play 3 rounds of Mahjong, and then we get to read 3 books until it was time for bed.
Have you That's noticed awesome. By any chance that Grandma and Grandpa are way nicer than me and Mom? So you're nodding. No one can hear you nodding.
Yeah. I know, but Daddy?
Yeah, dude.
Did you know that you are not very nice to let me play games late at night, but Grandpa is.
Right. I don't let you play games late at night because you should be sleeping. But Grandpa lets you play games late at night because he's too nice to you.
You don't let her play 30 rounds of Mahjong?
It's not even real Mahjong. It's just a matching game.
Nice. I like that's real Mahjong. Don't let him tell you it's not.
Oh, what? Do you remember when we were playing Trouble? Do you remember how it was themed when we were playing in the Purple House?
It was called Papa Trouble and Ninja Turtle.
Oh, wow.
We got to play as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Do you remember any of the names of the Ninja Turtles?
Actually, Raphael, Donatello,
nice.
Michelangelo.
Yeah.
That 3 out of 4, that's pretty good. Dip, do you have a go-to turtle? I have a favorite turtle.
No, not really. I mean, I gotta say Donatello is the bottom of my list, but other than that, it's cool.
Yeah, Donatello obviously top of my list.
Is he really?
As a real smarty pants.
That's so funny.
Maybe. I mean, he's the one who has the Bachelor of Sciences. Like
I know, he's the nerd. He's always on the computer. Obviously, us history majors are more like Rude Raph over there.
And Bones, who's your favorite turtle?
Raphael.
Yeah, that's right. Me and you, buddy.
You and Uncle Dip agree. You prefer Raphael.
That's cool.
I kind of like all of them.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're a team, right? Yeah.
What was your favorite outing we had in Canada?
Being with my grandparents.
That's not really what an outing is.
It's an outing.
When we left the house, you know, like we went to Granville Island and did some shopping and went to some parks. Airplane. Going on the airplane? Is it because you got to watch your iPad?
On my tablet. And guess what it has? Guess what it has? It has books, TV shows, and games.
Wow.
And you prefer that to when you got to go swimming? It's better than swimming? You loved going swimming.
But I loved playing on my tablet more.
And that's what's wrong with this generation, I guess. That's the point I'm trying to get.
No.
Okay, you don't have to do that.
I know that.
That don't impress me much.
It does. I didn't say that.
That don't impress me much.
That one was her.
I know.
All right, bud. Do you know what mom is up to?
Putting her to bed.
She's putting your brother to bed? I'll have to bleep that, I guess.
Yeah.
He was in bed already. I just got a text from mom asking if you made it down to me.
Wow, you accused her of lying, too. Wow.
In my defense, she lies to me constantly.
Wow. Hey, remember that your daddy thought you were lying, okay? Don't let him forget that.
I wasn't lying, Dad.
I know. You were telling the truth. Telling the truth.
Did you get to pick up the doggies today?
Yeah.
Again, no one can hear you nod.
Yes.
Was it good to see the doggies again?
And guess what? We even get to play in the backyard.
Wow.
And we played. And guess what? We played tag with the doggies. And they licked us to tag us. And guess what? We used our hands to tag their backs to tag them.
Really?
So you didn't lick them need to them? Touch their backs.
Yeah, why didn't you lick the dogs?
Because they were too fuzzy. They would get fuzz in my mouth.
You're not wrong.
That's a good point. Should we listen to what Uncle Dip has to say about this article from WVUsports.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was done talking about my stuff anyway.
sound like my wife.
This last one, yeah, WVUsports.com. It's not much. The West Virginia University has licensed their name and image, I guess, with two local craft beer companies. So they'll be producing West Virginia University themed beers. New Trail. Oh, I've had one of their things on here. Like one of their, I didn't think it was that good. I don't know that this matters.
There's a Vermont one that's something trail. North trail. Trail or something?
Long Trail.
Long trail.
No, it's not that. It's not that. But yeah, no, I've had a New Trail beer on here and I seem to remember it being fine. I don't really know if this is a big deal. I assume other people do this. Like, our park has partnered with folks to make beer, so I don't know. I guess this is probably just cool if you're like a Mountaineers fan or whatever.
Can I give you a mission that you'll be completely unable to accomplish?
To get this?
No.
Okay.
You and I both went to college with a guy from Morgantown who's a huge Mountaineers fan, and I'd love to have him on the show. Do you think you could maybe hook that up?
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Do you remember Cole?
Oh, yeah, I remember Cole. I forgot that he was a Mountaineers fan.
There's a time you might have been there, but maybe you weren't. We were at a party, and he was like out of his mind because that's how he usually was.
Yeah.
But there was a football game on the TV and the Mountaineers were playing, and every time they did anything, it's not like when they scored, like they were on defense and stuffed the runner for a 1.5 yard gain. Let's go Mountaineers. Let's go Mountaineers. And, you know, his enthusiasm is infectious. So I was right there with him.
That's really funny.
And man, people hated us.
That's funny. No, of course I remember him. Yeah, obviously. I remember when...
because he threatened to jump out of a tree and stab you.
Probably. Probably because...
You don't remember that?
I do remember that. Yes, I remember that.
You said probably, like you didn't believe me that was true.
No. Probably that's why I won't forget him. No, I think it's because he made me go... We had to go pick up the Joker that one time. That was nuts.
Oh, I don't think I was there.
Oh, I was definitely there for that.
But I don't think I was in the car for that.
It was insane. It was insane. And also, I remember pushing his friend on skis from one party to another.
Oh, I think that dude, if we're thinking about the same dude, was one of Nikki Adamson's friends.
I believe so, yes.
and was like really into like super crazy into sports. And I think he got a job at like DraftKings or one of those.
That don't impress me much.
Yeah, that didn't impress
me
much.
No, it does impress me.
Or one of their competitors, I forget. As like the guy setting lines for bets because he knew sports that well.
That's cool. Good for him.
But and you can always say you tried to push that guy on skis and he fell down. And no one can really be sure whether it was your fault or his, because you're both dipshits.
He ate it real hard. I'll say that. Yeah. That was pretty funny. That's all I have to say about this article, though. I got nothing else.
Yeah, I'm good, too.
You about done with that beer over there?
We'll call it close enough. How are you doing on your beer there?
I don't have beer.
You don't have beer?
I'm not big enough for beer.
That's true.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you just stick with hard alcohol, right?
Is there a drink that you like to drink that has beer in the name? Are you sure you don't like root beer?
I like root beer.
All over where I work, we have sassafras trees, and sassafras.
I like root beer.
Sassafras trees were originally used to make beer. Root beer.
Whoa.
Root beer.
Root beer. Ha 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 ha.
Well, I'm sure we can all agree.
Libtards.
Good. Good job, Sam. Good job.
Nailed it.
Let's remind everybody of. let's pretend Sam hit that button.
I hate that we fell so much.
Yeah, we all do.
My dear, please stop hitting my buttons.
I love you too.
I love you too, bud.
I think saying that to beer, Uncle Dip.
You were saying that to Uncle Dip. Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, I love you too, bud. So I had Mate Southern Cross Extra Special Bitter 5.3%, and this actually did taste like something. This tasted like hot dog buns. That's right, hot dog buns. Really just like if you were eating nothing but the bun, it would taste like this beer. So with that in mind, I'll give it a 4 and recommend it
to Daddy.
I would recommend this to people who only have hot dogs and no buns, and this together might make you think.
Daddy.
All right, well, I'm gonna send you a back up with a mom.
Bye.
The cans. It's been so nice having you, Bone Doctor, but you gotta go with Mom.
To go to sleep because it's a little too late for me to.
Because it's violently too late for you.
Incredible.
I mean, I hope that added some local flavor to the proceedings.
I liked it. If you are at a barbecue and they're like, we only have hot dogs, we forgot the buns, maybe you should drink some Mate Southern Cross Extra Special Bitter and you'll feel like you actually had the whole meal together.
I feel confident that I told you this story, but there's no way you remember it because you don't
care about
me, my life. That's what
exactly. Who is that little person who is just down here?
Who's to say? I went to a beer fest in the Twin Cities, like probably like 10 years ago, something like that. It was when Boris and Shoop still lived out here, because I went with them. And the beer fest was a beer and bacon festival. The idea being you pay a set rate and you can get in line, you get to the front of the line, you get beer, or you get to the front of the line, you get bacon. And they ran out of bacon, like, immediately. Like, within the first hour of this fest. And we had specifically skipped lunch with the idea, let's eat as much bacon as we can. So, we were going to die. And one of Boris's friends, just, like, batted her eyelashes at some vendor and got us a sleeve of hot dog buns. and I ate of the buns.
I do vaguely remember this.
It saved my life, the hot dog buns. So you're like talking shit about hot dog buns, and I'm like, hot dog buns will save your life. Don't be mean to hot dog buns.
I guess it's
like,
I recommend
this tasted like a parachute. Hey, stupid, a parachute will save your life.
Okay, Sam, you know, I recommend this beer to you then. The biggest hot dog bun fan I know.
Me from 2014, maybe? I forget.
All right.
I would have to check the
paper. We know you keep receipts because you sent one to me today. So that was fun and nice of you. What'd you think about that beer over there?
Because you fucked up so bad. Just to make sure people know why I did that. Because to make sure you knew how bad you fucked up. Great. You were supposed to book a third. I went ahead and accidentally booked a third. That's how good I am at this production job. I booked one by accident. She forgot to bring a beer.
Incredible producer over here.
This fucking yeah,
that wasn't great, but
so I had Monkless, the FNG. Still don't know what that stands for. And I think the
FNG
best...
is fucking new guy. I'm pretty sure.
Really? I guess maybe this is a new beer of theirs. Oh no, you're right. There's a dumb paragraph on the back. When the effing new guy makes a mistake, it turns it blah blah blah. But this beer is good. When Three Sacks came down to collect the child that crashed the studio, I offered her a sip of this because I thought she might like it, and she like mimed running away with the beer. Because it like tastes really good. That's the thing about Belgian beers is they taste really good, and. I do at times wonder
weird hack makes your beer taste good.
Right. Like everybody's making IPAs all the time. Why don't you guys just make Belgians all the time? Like, I like IPAs, but Belgians are better. Just make Belgians all the time, you dumbasses. This beer's great.
Mm-hmm.
7.9, I recommend it to all human beings, including those that are underage.
You heard it here first. I would definitely check that out, though, for sure. Okay, well, now that you're back, do you know what you're having?
Oh, boy, I just got a text from Emily that says, please help.
Okay.
No, I don't. Wrap it up. See you later.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for being around. Hope you enjoyed Sam coming back. If you want to let us know, I don't know, I guess... your best technique for wrangling your children when it's way past their bedtime and they crash into your no viewer beer podcast, then you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on link.com. You can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let us keep down. See you next time. So goodbye.
Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
Sam says bye.